2020 is the beginning of some very exciting plans for the Waterfall Management Company. If you listened to our last podcast, you would have heard Willy Voss, CEO of Waterfall Management Company, Giles Pendleton, Head of Developments at Attack, and Steve Brooks, CEO of Baldwin Properties, discuss the year that was. Well, now all three gentlemen are back to give you a glimpse into what the team has set for the year ahead. Billy, everyone is talking about the year 2020, something about having a clear vision as we brace for the new year. How is Waterfall Management Company looking at 2020?
Well, we, as discussed, we want to start putting a lot more emphasis on the smart city component. So people will see a lot more electronics and gadgets being implemented. One of the aspects of smart city is how you communicate with your residents and the people in the city. And we have introduced the Go Waterfall app. We've had a few hiccups in the past. We've learned, and hopefully we will introduce, well, not hopefully, we will definitely introduce more usability in the year that's ahead. As far as the landscaping is concerned at Waterfall, we really going to focus on making it more water-wise. Then the introduction or the start of the construction of the K60, we're all hoping for to commence this year. The K60 is a road that runs between St. Peter's and Megawatt Park from Funabale in Sunning Hill, right through our development across the N1 and past the Kukuyu and Munyaka developments underneath the Gautrain bridge all the way to Allendale. We really are holding thumbs that that will start this year. Then as far as the Yexkay River is concerned, we have mentioned that in the past. The litter is a huge problem for us, but it's not only for us, all people downstream. I actually think it's for our whole province and the country. Litter in the rivers are a big problem. But we, with the help of Baldwin, will introduce the litter trap during the coming year, which we believe will improve the quality of the river significantly. We also have a program where we clean some of the water in the river where we do irrigation. So we're going also to introduce more infrastructure as far as that is concerned. And then as far as our branding campaign is concerned of Waterfall, we people may have noticed, and they will see more of it, we have more Waterfall signage that we're putting up around Waterfall. And the main reason for that is not because we want to only brag about it, but it's also to let people understand where we are responsible for the infrastructure. And hopefully, in over time, people will follow suit and more of the developments around us will participate in it. We can only all win from doing that.
It might be a bit of a broad question, but I think a rightful question for all three of you. What does looking to a new year, how have you been able to look at what has been in the past and how you learn from that before overcoming new hurdles? So how have you been able to do that?
Well, the one thing I did mention, the security component of that, the main reason why people are living at Waterfall, our research shows, is because of our security, and we've measured let's say what's happening around us, so we are improving the infrastructure. And then also as far as the let's say the consumption of water and the, you know, climate change has told us that we should do things differently. Oh, that's maybe the main thing that I can talk about at this point in time.
Steve, from your perspective, what are some of the lessons that you've learned, for example, in 2019 and years before, that you can now learn from and implement differently looking towards 2020?
I think with the birth of a new year, you know, 2020 is a very exciting year. You know, I think in the greatest Africa, I think South Africa's learned a lot of lessons, and so have we. I think the biggest lesson we've learned in 2019 is the body corporates. We're putting a lot more energy. We need to really, really get involved with them to make sure that the developments are sustainable for the people. The management of body corporates are absolutely critical. We find there's a tremendous gap, and we are busy overhauling everything with regards and in conjunction with waterfall management. I think together we're learning a lot. And I think that is the most important lesson we've learned out of 2019. And then for 2020, I think the first thing is to always remember our roots. You know, the reason we are successful is because we have exceptional clients. And we work damn hard to make sure that we're constantly delivering better for our clients. And I think, you know, I've been a great driver of this year with some fantastic people, is to link green to a financial benefit for our clients. And in early January, we're going to be announcing the first green mortgages in the Southern Hemisphere, which I think is an important venture. It's grassroots stuff. It's just the beginning. We eventually want to have every one of Bourne's clients on a green mortgage, and it gives them a reduction in the interest rate. You know, it's hard out there for our consumers. And when you're paying a mortgage over 20 years, you can either shorten the period or lessen the amount you pay every month and add more money into your bond and then access it for doing alterations, etc. So we believe that's the start of the year. And then in honor of our president, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, we carefully selected the name Munyaka. Munyaka, which means crystal in Venda. And as we all know, Mr. Ramaphosa is from the Venda tribe. And we're trying very hard to twist his arm to at least attend one function at Munyaka. So Munyaka is a phenomenal development. It was thanks to Waterfall, Willy Foss and Werner von Rein, that came up with the idea of making a mega sectional title development. And we've achieved this with a lot of work from Light Architects, from Guy Sienerkamp, who's been absolutely fantastic. I know this is a podcast, but I'd love to somehow in the future, maybe that's a good task for Giles with all his smart city genius level, is to get a podcast that you can listen through your ears and see through your eyes. Giles, come on. I'm sure you can get there.
Yeah, your budget, Steve, yeah.
Because I've just seen a fantastic artist impression of Munyaka. Now, Munyaka is 5,020 apartments, which I think qualifies it for the biggest sectional title development in the Southern Hemisphere. It's going to be a 9 billion rand development. We're very, very proud of it. We've worked extensively, and Villiers sat in on every single one of our professional meetings, which shows a total commitment from Waterfall. We're going to have a 2.5-hectare crystal lagoon. We're in partnership with Crystal Lagoon, and the cleaning of the lagoon gets controlled through the internet via a control room in Miami. This is NASA-style stuff. You all know, you've all had swimming pools, how difficult it is to keep a pool clean. So to keep a 2.5-hectare swimming pool clean is no mean feat. And I promise you, it will look better than the best water in the Seychelles. We've already done one in Pretoria, which is a great success, and we're now bringing the second one. And our vision is to have the best crystal lagoon in the world. We also bring in some absolutely eye-watering penthouses to the market. We bring in the most expensive penthouses in Waterfall to the market on a very select basis, and at the same time hoping to deliver apartments at $899. So that is a complete cross-section, completely diverse, completely integrated development. We also fall within the integrated housing policy of the Johannesburg City. So we're very, very excited about Munyaka. We're going to launch it the first weekend in March. So watch this space. We're about to set a world record for the most sales in March.
Giles, for you, what are some of the biggest lessons that you learned in 2019 that you are now learning from as we move into 2020?
I think as a REIT and in Waterfall, you know, I head up the development side of things as the chief development officer. And I think, so my future is always around buildings new, but I think we also need to look back at what our existing tenants, and I think the trends emerging there. I think we're coming up to the first 3 and 5 year renewal cycles with our commercial tenants. The mall's coming up to its first renewal recycle on the retail space. And I think one of the things we can definitely see is that it's tough out there for the business environment. We are seeing corporates who want to stay in Waterfall, who want to pay the same rental, at least can continue to pay the same rental moving forward, but they want smaller space. And that's showing that their businesses are shrinking. Or alternatively, if you look at the positive side of that equation, is that they're able to do the same amount of work with less bums on seats, more people in a gig economy. So that's guys working from home, working remotely, So there are trends that are starting to emerge. You know, we need to build lots of offices in Waterfall, but you have things emerging like WeWork, co-working environments that are starting to change how corporates look at their own business and say, maybe I can halve my office space and I have those people who come and go, let them work off a desk somewhere else. So it's a bit of a challenge for us, but I think that's the evolution of real estate, and it's been evolving for thousands of years, and you got to roll with it. I think the nice thing with us is that we have a master plan. We have a landlord who is receptive when we take issues back and say, this is what we thought 2 years ago. The world's changed to a degree. We need to do something different. And because they are commercial property people themselves, I think that also gives us somebody we can speak to. You know, no disrespect to banks, but banks, you know, if they focus on finance, they don't quite understand other elements of the property. Whereas speaking with the Waterfall Management Company, we're able to make, you know, tweaks along the way. And I think the success of Waterfall is built on, we had a plan, we have a vision, but every year and every month, we got to tweak it ever so slightly to respect and respond to the world around us. So I think we're looking forward to 2020. It's going to be a bigger year for us. We're probably going to do twice as much real estate as we did in 19, and that's handing over. I think for us, the big things are that we'll be completing another hotel that'll come online. The very large Deloitte Africa head office opens in April in 2020. Another 4,500 people moving and working out of Waterfall. And then a number of new office blocks coming online. And we have opening our new industrial tenant that's going to be Nespresso. That's their the Africa head office is going to be run out of Waterfall. That building's under construction. So I think, again, just without name dropping, it comes back to these blue chip corporates that have identified Waterfall as where they want to associate their brand with. And I think that works for all of us. And I think 2020 is going to be good. I think with Steve's development, I think, we see it in a different light to a degree. You know, those are more potential consumers for our mall. Those are more people that can use Vitty's petrol station and buy coffee. This is a nice holistic, we're moving into a sustainable, not green sustainable, but sustainable as it's a self-evolving, self-fulfilling city for us all.
A win for one is a win for all.
Absolutely.
I just want to say, if you're having an espresso there, Giles, can we please get George Clooney to come and buy one of our penthouses?
No, I've organized him to come to my dad's day at school.
Okay, then. Giles, as a person who looks at development and also just focusing on trends from the data that you receive, what does it actually mean or reinforce that we are seeing so many corporates move to Waterfall?
There's a number of emerging trends the last couple of years. I think the main one is that there is a consolidation of corporates. So we have the likes of Deloitte, PwC, who collapsed two offices, one Pretoria, one in Joburg, into the halfway line. You know, we are halfway house after all, which was exactly halfway between Joburg and Pretoria in the old days. And I think what you would have is you'd have Pretoria people reluctant to drive to Sandton and Sandton people sort of reluctant to drive to Centurion. I think I like to call us the Switzerland of Gauteng. We're neutral, we're in the middle, we're on the freeway. And I think the accessibility of the N1 is very important for us, so our locale is second to none. And then another series of emerging trends is that there's a flight to quality. So without a doubt, there are corporates looking for a better quality building. There's a flight to efficiency. So I currently work on 4,000 square meters. I want to move to a new building at 3,000 and do the same amount of work. There's a flight to sustainability. A number of corporates sitting in buildings that are, if it's more than 2 years old, it's probably not green rated. It's probably not efficient. The second highest component of your total cost of occupancy after rent is your utilities, your water and electricity. We're lucky in Waterfall in that we're on Eskom direct feed electricity. So generally our electricity costs are between 18 and 22% cheaper than the rest of Joburg. That's because of the surcharge that's added. So same electricity is sold to us as is sold to the City of Joburg, who then in turn, through City Power, sells it at a higher rate to the rest of the consumers in Joburg. So big energy users like Waterfall, guys especially who work around the clock like Waterfall. If you drive past the PwC tower at night, you'll see lights on. That's not the cleaning staff. That is teams and they're working around the clock. They work on projects in all over the world, different time zones, and they need to be on time with those time zones. So it's all looking good for 2020 for us. I think in the light of a muted economy, I mean, if we are doing this well, all of us now, I think when the worm turns in the economy, hopefully in the very near future, I think we're all going to be very, very busy.
Steve, can you tell us some of the timelines that you have or some of the launches or completions that you have from Baldwin's side of things?
Yeah, look, we've got three mega projects at Waterfall. Kukuyu will be another 2 years. Polar Fields will take another 4 years to wind out. And then we've got Munyaka, which we're hoping with good sales to be between an 8 and a 10 year project. So we've still got a long way to go. We've still got another decade with Waterfall, and we're very proud of that. And then the other thing which we're launching is the Montessori schools, the pre-primary schools on all our developments, which are going to be attached to our lifestyle centers so that all the mummies that bring their kiddies in or all the clients that are at the developments have a very safe environment. We love the Montessori brand. We think it's a good start for children's careers. And I think that's another point that is made, is that we're constantly moving and evolving. And I think that is the ethos of Waterfall. And I think it's a great place to live.
Well, talking about moving and evolving, you're definitely future focused because you're also going to have some digital launches this year as well.
Yes, we're going to do the first biggest digital launch of residential property because we will not be able to have a show apartment built in time. We will relaunch in the traditional way in a few months' time, but we're going to do a full digital launch. We're having our brand ambassador, DJ Euphonic, my good friend Temba. He will be the ambassador for the evening, and we're doing some absolutely earth-shattering. So please come on the first week in March and see what we're going to be doing.
Awesome. From your perspective, Vili, as you look towards 2020, what are your hopes for this year?
Well, if we achieve all the things that my colleagues have mentioned and that I mentioned earlier with our implementation of the technology, the security, especially the K60 as well, we would have achieved a lot. It's not easy. People think when you drive past a place where it looks interesting and so on, they may think it's easy. But Gary Player said, the more you practice, the luckier you get. So there's a lot of work going into it. So we would have been, I would be very happy if we can achieve all the things that we've set out ourselves to achieve.
Steve, what about you? What are you looking forward to in 2020?
I'm looking for delivering better quality to our clients, making sure the body corporates are more sustainable, and continuing with our charity work through the Baldwin Foundation, including all the greening. We're going to continue with making sure we're the leading residential developer in green technology and the fantastic Munyaka launch. You know, I think we're bringing the sea to Joburg. I think that's important for people that can enjoy the outdoors. You know, the kids that we live with nowadays are very obsessed with data and computers and cell phones. I think we need to get them out there, but more, we have fantastic weather in Joburg. And I think we need to get all our stress levels down and enjoy the lagoon.
And then finally, Giles, what are you looking forward to in 2020?
Look, I think we've got a very healthy pipeline of corporates and businesses that want to move to Waterfall. You know that we're working on a number of schemes. I'd like to close a number of those and get schemes into the ground. I think we're also looking at you know, one of the things from a maintenance and a management perspective is how do we do things better and how do we do things more efficiently. I think we 100% subscribe to Vili's notion, and we've started ourselves pulling various landscaping out to replace with a more organic and natural looking type of landscaping. So less lawns that need to be mowed every month or every week, should I say, fertilized. The irrigation alone is a massive issue for us. And then replacing a lot of that with felt grass, with a lot of natural indigenous landscaping, to making it, you know, the look and feel still the same, but just make it a little bit easier for us to manage. You know, when you start managing a city, every traffic light, every pedestrian crossing, every tree is your responsibility. And it gets very wide and it gets very deep, and you get phone calls at 2 a.m. because someone's complaining about a branch hanging over a wall. These things happen. And I think that is what's set Waterfall apart, I think, is the fact that the attention to detail does go down to that level. You drive around any one of our buildings, any one of Steve's buildings or any one of Vili's buildings, and there isn't peeling paint. There isn't one light working and one light not working. I think we all we all know that what we've signed up for means that intensity and that attention to detail is ever present for us. For us, it's looking forward to just, you know, having another good year, and let's hope that the economy plays ball with us. And that's good luck to us all, I think, for next year.
There's definitely so much in the pipeline to look forward to for Waterfall Management Company, Attack and Ballwin for 2020. To catch up on previous episodes, simply go onto your Go Waterfall app. From the history of Waterfall to some of the interesting wildlife around Waterfall, there's tons to keep you entertained in this series. Keep your eyes on the Go Waterfall app for new content and updates as well. Thanks for listening to this and all of our episodes in our Waterfall podcast series.